Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Recently, our company softball team lost the big game by one run. Then Dale tried to console us with the quote, "Winning isn't everything." Dale's a loser. I play to win, like early payout from Bet365. If my team goes up big, I get paid out instantly, even if they blow the lead later.
Sound familiar, Dale?
Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Caroline, Willie, D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3, The Game, and The Game Nashville app. Joining us now is Chad Withrow from Hot Mic with Hutt and Withrow. Chad, we've been calling you our official Tennessee insider. Is that fair? Is that an okay title for us to use for you? Do we have Chad?
Are you? Hey, sorry. I got to you, Caroline, in the middle of your take, and I was thinking, is there another Tennessee official that they're having on right now, because I didn't hear the build-up to that. But, yes, I will be your official Tennessee NCAA investigation insider. Thank you guys for having me on.
Investigator Withrow.
It's a great honor.
It is. It truly is. Yes. Yeah, we'll send your certificate in the mail. Investigator and Tennessee insider Chad Withrow is with us now. So, Chad, the NCAA places their sanctions on Tennessee, and I'm looking at that $8 million fine. And I'm thinking, okay, if Tennessee wanted to fire Jeremy Pruitt without cause, his buyout would have been $12.5 million. So now, after all of this, NCAA investigations where they could have subjected themselves to something much worse than what they got, legal fees, legal battle with Jeremy Pruitt, and an $8 million fine, wouldn't it have just been easier to just go ahead and fire Jeremy Pruitt? Like, would you have done it differently knowing what you know now?
Well, here's the thing. Had the NCAA come back today and levied any type of bowl ban moving forward or anything like that for Tennessee, I would have been unwilling to listen to any argument for any program to ever cooperate with the NCAA ever again, because Tennessee completely turned state's witness on themselves. Now, I've been privy to people who were in the room that listened to Jeremy Pruitt post being prepared by attorneys in his interviews with the NCAA. And I can tell you that I'm sure the Tennessee officials talked to Jeremy Pruitt and realized just how dumb some of the things that he was doing was and how dumb he was, and decided, we can't do anything with this guy. We have to fire him with cause. We have to turn over everything to the NCAA and hope that they spare us and that we can make Jeremy Pruitt, who was in charge of everything, the sacrificial lamb, right, of the program, and hope that that's going to be enough. $8 million is the same fine. I mean, I don't hear people say, oh, it's the SEC. That's a lot of money for any program. Yeah. So that's a big-time penalty for Tennessee monetarily. But all in all, I really do think this is probably close to the best-case scenario for Tennessee moving forward. Now they can go to SEC Media Days. Josh Heupel can go in there and say, hey, it's been an arduous journey through this 3 years or 2 years that I've been here dealing with this. Now we don't have to answer any more questions about it. Tennessee's going to have 82 or 83 scholarships instead of 85 for the next 4 or 5 years. But keep this in mind, guys. Josiah Jordan James was coming back to Tennessee for a fifth year, and he was technically a walk-on. And I'm using air quotes right now. You can't see me. He's getting paid by the NIL, by Spire Sports, and his scholarship is being paid by them. His tuition at Tennessee is paid for. So if Tennessee wants to add two or three guys to the roster on scholarship through NIL, they could. So, look, the $8 million is a lot of money, but otherwise, Tennessee's not really going to be affected now moving forward, because they'd already punished, docked themselves 16 of those 28 scholarships over the last 3 years.
Chad Withrow is with us, and I'm glad you brought up the scholarships, because Willie and I were kind of throwing that around, that, yes, not having those scholarships over the next 5 years, yeah, you don't want to lose them. But it does kind of feel like, at least to me, and I want to get your thoughts on it, are scholarships almost undervalued in the NIL era?
Yeah, I think that, you know, it's you can finesse your way around it, right? Now, bring up Josiah Jordan James as the perfect example. He wasn't sure whether or not he wanted to go try to play pro ball somewhere or come back. He was back and forth on it. Tennessee went and filled out the other scholarships. And then he decides he wants to come back for another year. Tennessee says, well, you're going to have to be a walk-on. But then, you know, the collective at Tennessee, Spire Sports, can pay his way. And really, he's a scholarship guy. Now he will be on scholarship because the Harvard transfer came in and left immediately because he got homesick. So now he'll be on scholarship. But I say all that to say this could easily be done within the football program. So I think you're right, Caroline, in saying that, you know, the scholarships, while officially, you know, they're going to have to, again, it's going to be 12 over the next 5 years because they've already docked themselves 16 to 28. So that goes towards the penalty that they received today. So that's really, you're looking at, they're going to have over 80 scholarship players. They're not going to have the full 85. But if they wanted to have 85, they certainly could. Maybe with some in-state guys that, hey, you're a walk-on, but we got a way to pay you through our collective, you know, and you're not going to spend a dime to go to school here. So I think you're going to see that happen with this Tennessee situation, and I don't think Tennessee is going to be the only program to work that way with some scholarships.
Chad Withrow with us, and we're trying to break down the sanctions that were officially laid out by the NCAA today, an $8 million fine at the top of it. Some of the other details, Chad, I would be curious if you polled recruiting coordinators or people on different staffs and you laid out, okay, limit on unofficial visits, and you just defined what the scholarship limits, not a huge amount, would they say, hey, that takes a big bite out of what I do, or would they say, ooh, I can live with that?
I think in this instance they'll say, I can live with this. And also, Willie, I think it's important to note that Tennessee has been living with this. Right, I mean, they've been having to live with questions about what the NCAA is going to do. They've had to live over the last 3 years by limiting themselves 16 scholarships over those 3 years. So I think that they've become kind of experts in how to navigate that. So adding an additional 12 scholarship reduction to the next 5 years isn't going to be that difficult for Tennessee. And I also think that as we move into this NIL world, and we're going to talk, you know, more and more about this, and the implications on college coaching staffs with NIL, I think you're going to have within every program sort of an NIL liaison within the staff. Not someone that's out there brokering, you know, marketing deals for these guys, but who knows exactly who to go to with a collective, and they can communicate clearly on what the needs are. So the needs now for Tennessee would be, we might get a couple three-star guys that aren't that heavily sought after, but they could go to another FBS program. We want them here, but we don't want them to count against our scholarships. Oh, by the way, we also have scholarship limitations now. So how do we get creative on finding an NIL package for them where their schools, they don't have to worry about it. It's going to be paid for, even though they're a walk-on by definition. So I think that's going to be the creativity we're going to see with some of these collectives now moving forward.
Yeah, I think we're probably going to get a lot of dialogue next week about NIL transparency and examples of where that could come into play, like you just pointed out. Chad, we could probably find a recording of you and I talking about this in the early 2000s, but what's your thought on Tennessee must also vacate all wins and records in which 16 sanctioned players participated?
Yeah, I mean, the whole vacation thing, I'm sure Caroline has a lot of thoughts on this too, right, with what just recently happened at LSU.
We don't have to vacate a natty, so I'm good. I can live with it.
Willie, you're not taking any banners down. You know, you don't have to do that. Willie, you and I are both history buffs. You were, I believe, a history major.
I was at
Vanderbilt, in fact. So I am a huge fan of all history, but the sports history especially. So I don't like records being messed with. So I probably am a little bit more sensitive to that than most. You know, I don't think this was some golden era of Tennessee football that we're talking about with some of this also. But I kind of look at it and think, you know, the games happen. We saw them happen. If you won, it doesn't take away the joy if you're a fan. If you lost, it doesn't certainly take away the misery. So when you go back and start vacating things in the past, not that big of a deal, but then when you look back and say, oh, that's going to affect a winning percentage of a team, or, you know, that now they're going to fall down a notch in the all-time wins in the conference or whatever it may be, that does have a bit of an effect on me, maybe more so than others, just because I'm a huge fan of the history of the sport.
Do we know specifically, is there any big win in there that we should know about? Like, I haven't seen a list of the wins that they are actually vacating, or has that even come out yet?
Yeah, I think the Auburn, the biggest win, if I'm correct in the time frame, would probably be that Jeremy Pruitt's first year where they went to Auburn and upset Auburn on the road, maybe one of them. But, yeah, I mean, look, I don't think that there's not one. There's not an Alabama of this past year, you know, in that group for Tennessee that's now going to come off the board. So, yeah, there's not some monumental. I think really that game was played at 11 a.m. on Jefferson Pilot, even though Jefferson Pilot wasn't around at the time, that Tennessee-Auburn game. So when you're talking about that being the biggest win of the Pruitt era, then you're not saying much.
Right.
Well, thank goodness he didn't win anymore, are we right?
Yeah, exactly.
Phew.
Yeah, he would have just vacated
more. Win. Yeah. That's right. If he was a little bit better of a coach, we'd be talking about a lot more wins being knocked off the board.
Speaking of Pruitt, Chad, well, I was trying to rack my brain. I know he has done what a lot of coaches have, and that is gotten legal counsel to try to recapture some of the contract when he was fired for cause, and they were like, we're paying you nothing. Where is that right now? Is that still being hashed out? I can't remember the last time I heard an update on that.
I mean, it's still an ongoing legal battle. Look, Jeremy Pruitt is going to be a coach in Opelika, Alabama in high school. I mean, it's a six-year show cause. I just don't see anyone touching him right now in college football, even though he was a recruiter. You kind of see the methods there.
Right. I'm just looking at, is Tennessee going to have to, in this net gain, okay, we're paying the $8 million fine, the legal fees or whatever, are they going to, I'm sure Pruitt is not trying to fight, he can't fight the show cause. It's just trying to get a little extra money, probably, to fund his
He would be
endeavors.
Such a small percentage if they paid him anything. I really think that if some of the stuff is coming out now, I noticed Adam Sparks has a lot of the texts that he's written a story about that were shared from Jeremy Pruitt. I just know for a fact that how poorly he performed in the interview process with the NCAA, that I just don't see any way he's going to get out of being fired for cause. He blamed things on COVID. In what they were doing, that was kind of his blanket excuse. And when they came back and said, you know, well, a lot of these things happened before COVID, you know, he had no explanation for the timeline. I mean, I really don't think with the knowledge that Tennessee has, with the knowledge of a lot of lawyers that have been around those interviews, that he's going to get out of this being fired for cause. Now, could they, just to make it go away, say, yeah, we'll pay you, you know, $1 million. To stop the litigation in this, maybe, but I think it's just going to be a percentage of what the buyout would have been, because Jeremy Pruitt was fired for cause, and the six-year show cause shows you all you need to know about that.
Chad Withrow is with us. Last one for you, Chad. What do you make of the timing of all of this coming out Friday, mid-morning, the weekend before SEC Media Days? What do you make of the timing?
I think it's actually beneficial to Tennessee, because it's not going to be Josh Heupel answering questions about what do you expect from the NCAA. At least now I can go in there and talk about it. Now, it would have been really bad for Tennessee had it been a bowl ban, and then they got to go talk about that at SEC Media Days next week. But I think because the biggest part of the sanction was the monetary amount, the $8 million fine, I think it's probably okay timing for Tennessee. And I do think, for Carolina, it's very convenient, right, that, you know, the NCAA, I'm sure, in Tennessee worked it out where we will have you an answer around this. And Tennessee probably went back and said, can you do it the Friday before SEC Media Days so we can have it out of the way by then? And they probably came to an agreement on that. So I don't think it's a coincidence that we found out all of this news today.
Chad Withrow, our official Tennessee insider. Appreciate you, Chad. We'll chat with you soon.
Can I just be a blanket all NCAA investigation expert also? Anytime anyone gets in trouble, I'm happy to come on and talk about it.
NCAA detective, Chad Withrow.
Yes. That, and, I have the Pete Thamel of this show.
That's right. And let's think into the future, Chad. Who will be the dumbest coach to get caught cheating in this environment that we have, where you can do NIL, we got all these things you can do to pay people. If you get nailed for cheating, you really got to want to cheat now.
If Ed Ogeron got that Northwestern job, which I was excited might happen for about 2 hours, then, Willie, that would have been prime candidate number one to get popped for cheating.
No question.
At Northwestern. That would have been the guy.
He would find a way. He absolutely would find a way. What a guy. Chad, we appreciate you. We'll chat with you soon.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Awesome. Thanks, Chad. Coming up next, no D Mace today, so we thought we'd replace him with another Mason. C Mace, Chris Mason, will join us coming up next. Joe Rexroad had a great breakdown in The Athletic of the new signings for the Nashville Predators, what Ryan O'Reilly had to say, so we'll get Chris Mason's thoughts on that coming up next. Caroline, Willie, D Mace, 1025, 1063, The Game.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Recently, our company softball team lost the big game by 1 run. Then Dale tried to console us with the quote, "Winning isn't everything." Dale's a loser. I play to win. Like early payout from Bet365. If my team goes up big, I get paid out instantly, even if they blow the lead later.
Sound familiar, Dale?
Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi everyone, this is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes, so for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in 4 dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.